Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Story Keeper by Anna Mazzola, published by Tinder Press in 2018. Today's book is all about folklore, missing girls, and family secrets. It's 1857. And Audrey Hart has left her father in London to travel to the Isle of Skye for an interview for a position as a folklorist's assistant. She arrives on Skye, a place she used to visit as a child with her now dead mother, and meets the strange members of the Buchanan household, including the housebound and formidable Miss Buchanan, her new employer. Audrey is sent out to collect the stories of the fairies from the local people, and despite her ability to speak Gaelic, the locals are reluctant to speak with her. Whenever she asks, they claim they no longer remember the stories. Then Audrey finds the body of a young girl, Isabel, washed up on a beach, a girl she recognises from the boat trip over to Skye. After her gruesome find, the local crofters begin to open up to Audrey. They tell her of the Sluar, angry spirits, the restless dead, who appear like a flock of black birds in the sky to come take the girls away. And they tell her tales of other missing girls from the island. When Audrey tries to raise the alarm with the local authorities, the police and the local minister are not interested in the stories, claiming that the girls have left the island under their own volition, like many others who are deserting the island for a better life elsewhere. But Audrey is not convinced, and somehow she's sure that the story of the missing girls are linked to her own mother's death. The Story Keeper is a delicious mix of historical fiction, folklore, and mystery. Audrey is a young woman acting rebelliously by leaving her family behind in London and questioning authority. She's torn between keeping her job with Miss Buchanan, finding the missing girls, and revealing the truth behind the secrets of her own past. Without actively choosing a life fighting for justice, Audrey finds herself as a protector of vulnerable young girls as she battles against the men who prey on them. The story of the Sluar is fascinating and creepy, but what was creepier still for me was the realisation that stories like The Restless Dead were, or could be, cover-up stories for the real brutality happening within the community. Where rather than punishing the wrongdoers, the stories of the victims are explained away with folklore, rather than facing the truth. The Story Keeper is also set against the backdrop of the Highland clearances, where the crofters were forced off the land after generations. It's no wonder the locals from Skye were reluctant to speak with Audrey if they were being driven off their land at the same time. And there's another key character which I must highlight. The Isle of Skye itself. The book is filled with beautiful descriptions of the weather, the landscape, the sea, and the birds of the island, all which I absolutely loved. So if you like historical fiction, feisty young women, Scottish folklore, mysterious disappearances, and bleak but beautiful landscapes, I recommend The Story Keeper by Anna Mazzola. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.